Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Success often feels lonely because to move forward, to keep evolving in life, you have to become somebody new. You can't be the same version of you who got you to this point. That's not going to get you to the next one. But you have a lot of relationships that you had that were with this version of you that got you to this point. But now you got to become somebody new. And maybe those relationships can't go with you. You will continue to move forward in life, but now you're a little bit more isolated, a little bit more alone. But you're also a little bit more aligned. So this is why sometimes success can feel isolating. It's because we have relationships that are resonating at the old frequencies of who we were. But when we go into a new frequency, those relationships don't resonate anymore, so they fall off. But here's the beauty of it. If someone leaves, it makes room for somebody else to come in.
The more you're able to let go, the quicker you are going to approach along this way. Why? Because the more things, the more weight you are letting go, the more light you become, the more open you become, the more new things are automatically starting to fill all the gaps that now you have made space for.
So the way to handle pressure the best is you've got to become a ghost. Well, what do I mean you got to become a ghost? You got to disappear. See, we're so busy trying to be seen now. Everybody wants to be seen. And if you're seen every single day and it's the same version of you over and over and over again, I've seen that movie. And what I'm talking about, they disappeared and put in the work. We practice those pressure situations over and over, those shots over and over and over and over again. You're ready for anything that's thrown at you.
It's simple to believe something before you see it. The belief is free. See, that's the issue, is you think you have to see something and then you'll believe it. If you believe it, then you will see it.
Life is really a single player game. It's all going on in your head.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, whatever you think you believe will very much shape your reality, both from what risks you take and what actions you perform, but also just everyday experience of reality. The world just reflects your own feelings back at you. Reality is neutral. Reality has no judgments. To a tree, there's no concept of right or wrong or good or bad.
Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, if you're good with being who you are, that makes you feel good, nothing I can say to you.
Most people spend their entire lives afraid to even start because they are concerned about what people might think. They tell themselves all these stories. They're going to get laughed at. They're going to get made fun of. People are going to talk. And guess what? They're going to talk it either way. They're going to talk if you go and try and look stupid and fall on your face, or they're going to talk if you don't try and you become just a loser. So people are going to talk, they're going to laugh, and they're going to do it whether you go down the path or whether you don't. And so you have to ask yourself, do you want to go through all that humiliation and then have something to show for it? Or do you want to go through all that humiliation and actually be what they say you are, which is a loser?
Well, the story that we tell ourselves is a byproduct of what happened to us, what people tell us.
I guess.
So if that's the story, we start piecing together what? An identity. Oh, well, if that's my story, this must be my identity. Now that I know that's my identity, which by the way is a false identity, we go into life looking for evidence to validate that identity. And you will always find what you're looking for.
You have to be obsessed with the dream. There's not wanting it. There's kind of wanting it. There's wanting it. There's wanting it real bad. And then there's obsession. I'm obsessed with it. It's all I think about. It's all I do. It's all I work on every single day.
Champions have a clear plan for success and for achieving their goal. It's not just a random occurrence, because a lot of becoming a champion is about failure. What we get to see on TV is the end product of a very long process of ups and downs. But that process is a very long and difficult one.
Sometimes life's gonna hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. Your work is gonna fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle.
Do you know that you were destined for something, that your life had a meaning, a purpose? Then you can withstand the traumas, the setbacks, the difficulties, the bull, the criticism, and all the other things.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. People struggle to do things a lot. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Feeling sorry for yourself gets you 0% closer to where you want to be. It does not move you even a fraction of a centimeter closer to your goals. You can sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you can go get a win. You can be pissed off that something didn't go the way you planned. That's totally fine. But the way you respond to it is by saying, you know what? I'm pissed off that that happened, but I'm going to get closer to my goals anyway. I'm going to do something to move the needle anyway. And you know what? You're gonna feel better. You're gonna feel way better than if you just sat there feeling sorry for yourself. So if something doesn't go the way you plan, go take action. Go get a win somewhere else. While everyone you don't want to be is sitting there crying about what happened, you're out there already building momentum again.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path. Everything worthwhile is hard. You're no longer spending energy looking for this easy way. You're no longer being disappointed because the easy way didn't work. There is no easy way.
You are going to regret not taking the hard road sooner. I know you have big ambitions and you want to do these big things, and that's great. But all those things that you don't want to do, all that work that you're avoiding, is going to be the reason why you don't get there. What you fail to realize is that if you avoid the work, you avoid the result.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're going to build anything great in your life, it's going to be through fucking force. It's going to be through complete, rigid dedication and discipline to move forward. And when the people come and they get in your ear and they say, take it easy, you're working too hard, you got to learn to go with the flow, just know that if you listen to those people, you will be exactly like those people.
And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the f*** you're trying to go?
That's going to happen when you get to the end of your life, or you get to a time where this is over. You're going to have the greatest poison in your soul. You know what that is? Regret. I wish I would have did more. I wish I would have been there more. And you will never live in peace by living in regret. So I want to tell all of you, when it comes to success, make sure you make it holistic.
I may not know now, but one day I will. You know, and that's what faith is at its core. I may not understand right now, but I trust that one day I will. And it's not my job to try to understand everything. It's my job to continue to make the next step. Continue to just focus on this moment that I have in front of me.
You must get excited. And not just the false enthusiasm of just pure positive thinking. You've got to get excited over some very basic things. One is, get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. Because discipline is major step one toward personal progress. And anytime a person wishes to, they can make major changes in their life, personally and socially and financially. It doesn't ever have to be the same after today. No telling what you could do today if you really wish to.
I want to be the one that says, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
Whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
Get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
Don't accept that fact right now, and you just continue to try to do things the easy way. When you eventually accept this reality of life, all you're going to be doing is left wondering, where would you be today if you had just taken the hard road sooner?
Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that don't even exist yet. Faith is knowing that the only possibilities that exist are the ones you create. I need you to believe with your faith. I need you to know if I'm doing the right things, if I'm showing up, if I'm going to see, if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm taking care of myself. Then at the right time, maybe not your time, but at the perfect time that's meant for your life, that harvest, that crop, that dream, that vision, that purpose, that goal, that breakthrough is going to happen.
First step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. Very simple. This is what I believe. And I'm willing to die for it, period.
I mean, there are no manuals, no shortcuts, no secrets. You write your own manual, you develop your own shortcuts, you find your own secrets. You go where you're drawn to go, and you learn by doing the work. I mean, if you're scared, if it all seems like too daunting, if the machinery of it all seems too big and scary and overwhelming, it's great. You wake up in the morning and you do it anyway.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally
make a decision to get better. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator.
The most important key to achieving great success is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action. Do something. Move. The act of taking the first step is what separates the losers from the winners, or the winners from the losers.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not the test. The test is how do you go through the hard time. And if it's a test that you are designed to fail, how do you handle that failure?
Your story is going to be the greatest story that's ever been told. I'm so glad that you got overweight. I'm so glad that your mindset's all over the place. I'm so glad you haven't been treating the people that you love the greatest. I'm so glad you haven't been working your ass off. I'm glad you haven't changed people's lives or make enough impact yet. I'm glad you got comfortable or complacent, because when you change, this story is going to be that great.
The understanding that winners write history, which means that no matter how difficult whatever the season that you're going through is, just win. Like, keep going until you win. And then once you win, you can rewrite whatever history you want. And that has gotten me through those harder periods, because I just knew that I needed to get through to the other side.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want something? You're going to find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. When you don't want something as much as you think you do, of course, bro. Just like you said, don't nobody want to live a hard life. We all want to make life easy for ourselves, for our families, for our mothers. Boom, boom, that's amazing. And the thought of that is amazing. Is sometimes your desire might not be enough fuel. You got to have a strong desire. And when you have a strong desire, that outweighs all other shit.
You are going to die one day, and every single person whose opinion you're afraid of is also going to die one day. And in 300 years, it's probably not going to matter to people whether you did the thing you said you were going to do, or you let people's opinion beat you into submission. And I got news for you. Whether you do it or not, people are going to say, they're either going to make fun of you for trying, or they're going to say that you had so much potential and you just didn't try in life or whatever. No matter which direction you go in, it's going to come with some bullshit. You can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and actually do the thing you want to do, or you can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and die with regret. What you choose to do with your life, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, isn't that important to people. Most people are just focused on their own shit, doing their own thing, worried about their own life. So fuck it.
There is no guarantees. Even if you work hard, there's no guarantee it's gonna work out. I do believe hard work pays off, but no one tells you when. And that's the test. Can you maintain your patience when you don't know when the end is coming? You don't know when it's going to pay off. You just believe in yourself, regardless of who believes in you.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
If it seems impossible, it's even better. You do it anyway. And as you go, like I said, remember that amidst all that machinery, you're the one who's going to make the picture. You and the spark. In the end, they're one and the same. You guard that, because it's precious. Now it's time to get to work.
Maybe this chapter of your life is meant for you to do it alone. Maybe this is the time for you to practice independency, to do the things you've always known but kept putting off for some reason. Maybe this phase is for you to be a little bored and lonely, because it might be what you need as you're putting the pieces back together. It might not be fun, but it's necessary, because in order to evolve into the next version of yourself, you need to find out who you truly are.
Everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
You may be your dog is out. Noted. Night don't last forever. There's a morning coming in your life. Stay down till you come up.
You have to learn to do things you hate in order to do the things you love. No payoffs come without sacrifice. Imagine how much further you'd be if you did things even when you didn't feel like doing them. People think there's some complex formula to winning, when the most basic one is do what you said you were going to do before it became inconvenient.
Practice, 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 and do not accept failure. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. Because we all repeat something, but very few of us really will persist. Get out there. Do what you want to. Do not accept no.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you.
The more you value comfort, the less you value progress. Discomfort is a necessity for fulfillment. We are made to face challenges, to set goals and conquer them, and to build great things. Realize that the resistance in your mind is the only thing that makes things hard. So embrace the difficulty, because that's where you'll find your true purpose.
When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You're more capable than you think. Tough times can destroy your confidence and lead you to doubt yourself. But just because you struggle doesn't mean you're incompetent. If anything, it's a sign that you're growing and exploring potential that you didn't even know was inside of you. So take a chance on yourself. Do the hard things, even when you don't feel ready. You have what it takes to fight through the discomfort. I believe in you. I hope you believe in yourself too.
Want to achieve something serious, you need to be serious. You can't achieve something seriously impactful if you're joking around and if you're losing your focus all the time.
And if nothing is important in a way to you, so that means setting priorities, knowing when is the time to invest the energy, when it is the time to release energy, when is it good now to recover, when are you really feeling this is now starting to be the limit. These are all very, very fine aspects that only you know.
There is no success without action. That's a fact. If you're not acting on what you know you should do today, the question I have for you is, what are you going to do it? Honestly, the only time you have is now. It's the only time you have. So I would encourage you, make today count.
It's more powerful for you to do what you want to do, to become who you want to be, even if it's uncomfortable, because that's what's going to actually change and rewire your psychology and your thinking. But the key is really behave as you wish to be, even though it's foreign and uncomfortable, until you behaving the way you wish to be becomes natural in your new norm.
People are impatient. They want results too quickly. They don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
You have to condition yourself to take action. You have to program yourself to take action. There's a moment where you can either take action or you can let it pass. And if you don't take action, that moment grows and it fills itself with all kinds of instability and concern and wandering and more hesitation, and it doesn't work. You fall apart. If your default mode is to pause, is to hesitate, is to wait, you're going to miss out, and you're going to miss out a lot. And in the end, if you hesitate, you're going to lose.
Genius is not about genetics. That is a seduction that society has told us to keep you small. Genius is not about genetics. It's not about giftedness. Genius is about practice. And if you do the practice, you get the results. Genius is also about your routines and your rituals. You look at the great athletes, it's not their skill, it's not their willpower. It's they install the right rituals and routines to the point where their practice is automatic.
Your habits matter. They're not just small choices. Your habits are your blueprint for tomorrow. Every action you take has a ripple effect on your future. You can't hide from it. Self-care isn't a suggestion. It's a non-negotiable. It's the visible evidence of the respect you give yourself. Don't underestimate the power of your choices. What you do today matters. So make it count.
Another day has passed, my friend, and look, you're still here. And as we take a look back, you'll come to find out a couple of things. That you made it through the stress. You made it through all the difficulties. You made it through all the blockades that this life loves to put in front of you. You get to look towards tomorrow. Because you're still alive, my friend. So I ask you this question. What's stopping you from doing it all over again?
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You got to act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
I bet you and I have a lot in common. We're not the strongest, smartest, or richest people we know. We're not the fastest or most connected. We're not the best looking or most talented. We don't have the best genetics. But what we do have is something a lot of those other people will never have: the will to work. If there's one unavoidable truth in this world, it's that there is no substitute for putting in the work. There's no shortcut or growth hack or magic pill that can get you around the hard work of doing your job well, of winning something you care about, or of making your dreams come true. Work works. That is the bottom line. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, my entire life has been shaped by that single ideal.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
Self-doubt is one of the many ways we can become enemies of our own progress, saboteurs of our destinies. This can come up as a result of us amplifying our incapabilities. We seem to project failure into our future based off a temporary hurdle, either one that we have overcome or one that's currently in our path. But your analysis of yourself cannot be built on a foundation of deceit. Now, while it is okay and absolutely necessary to locate your flaws and weaknesses, it is not okay to marinate in them. It is not okay to let them overtake your identity. You are not inadequate. You are not insignificant. And you are not someone who is incapable of the very change or greatness you so desperately seek.
Bruce Lee quoth, he said, "In great attempts, even failure is glorious." Failure shows you who you are. So the reality is you love failure. You just don't love it when it's yours. But when it's Kobe, oh yeah. You know, when it's LeBron, oh yeah. He didn't win these championships. Look at him now, yeah. You were a fan of LeBron, you're really a fan of yourself. You just haven't finished your story.
You know, that's one of the biggest things that just continues to keep people in shackles, is the story they just keep telling themselves each and every day about why they aren't good enough, about why they can't do something, about how it won't work, you know? So really challenge yourself to change the story, change the narrative, the ability to write out our own story, the ability to manifest and to create the things that we want to create in this life.
You wonder why you feel like you're not capable? Because you're telling yourself that you're not capable. Stop telling yourself you're not capable. You are capable. Tell yourself, I am capable. I have everything I need to try to do what I want to do. You have everything you need to be capable. But don't listen to the stories you tell yourself.
Question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens, and that part happens after it is completely out of your control.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
Seneca famously said, "We do not learn in school, but in life." If you want to live a life of success, if you want to develop into a complete person, you must learn from life, the experiences, the people, the places that you go to, and understand that the culmination of your experiences is what gives you the knowledge to make better decisions for your future. But I decided to learn from my experiences. I decided to put myself in situations that were uncomfortable so that I could grow and become better. And the better you become, the better life gets.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Like everyone else.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
If you had tough shit happen to you, it sucks, and it's not your fault. But now what? Where do we go? My 2 cents, win anyways, and prove that you can win even when the chips are stacked against you and you're dealt a lousy hand. Because we can't get dealt a new hand, we gotta play the cards we got rather than hoping the dealer rules in our favor. So again, what do you do with your shitty hand? The only thing possible, you play it the best you can.
Understand that your attempt to be better cannot be based off your previous understanding of your lesser self. You are not who you used to be, no matter how little the difference is. Remember this, just because you can't do something right now or haven't been able to do so in the past, does not mean you won't be able to do so tomorrow or sometime in the future.
You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed.
Every day is day one. Every day you're deciding what you're going to do, and you are not trapped by what you were or who you were, because you never want to get trapped by dogma. You never want to get trapped by history. It doesn't mean you discard history or ignore it, but you can't be blindly following what you've done. And that's the heart of day one, is you're always starting fresh.
Time of year when everybody's talking about what they're going to do next year and what they're going to become and what they're going to achieve and how they're going to change and how they're going to do all these things that they have failed at doing many previous years before this year. What makes you think that next year is going to be any different? What makes you think that when January 1st rolls around, that all of a sudden you're going to change everything about yourself and become this brand new version of yourself? Haven't you told yourself this before? How many Mondays have you told yourself that you were going to start? How many years have you made the same resolutions that you failed to keep? You have to understand that if you are to make a change in your life, you have to develop discipline.
Because to be a winner, you want to be disciplined. You want to know what you're doing. And then you want to be on the edge where your skills are being developed. And if you're going to be on the edge where your skills are going to be developed, you're at a place where losing is always a possibility, because otherwise you're not pushing yourself beyond your current capacity.
I kind of feel like every day you have a certain amount of energy, and I'm not talking calories, I'm talking like mental, a certain amount of stuff which you could put out into the world. And I think the more you have to deal with everything else on this, what do you have left if you want to do something productive, you know? How much stuff are you paying mind to? How much stuff are you putting energy into thinking about? How much effort are you putting into stuff that not only is not going to contribute to anything meaningful for yourself, but also just weighs you down?
How much faster would you achieve your goals if it was just you and your goal? Not you and your goal and Netflix and video games and social media and friends you don't like and movies and shows and all these distractions that are splitting your attention in a million different directions. You can blame your lack of accomplishment on your friends, on your family, on this, on that. But the reality is, if it was just you and your goal and no other noise, no other distractions, I guarantee you would have nothing better to do than achieve your goal. So look around at your life and identify the things that take your attention away from the person you want to be and the things you want to accomplish, and remove that shit. Because if your goals are as important to you as you say they are, why would you voluntarily make it harder to achieve?
And do what you do, right? Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. And stay focused on what it is that you feel God has called you to do specifically. That's your greatness. That's where your power is. People start to rush their lives based upon highlight reels on social media. I said, the part you forget, nobody showed you the failures. Nobody showed you the shortcomings. People very rarely show you the adversity and the opposition. And so do what you do, right? Approach it how you approach it. That's what God will bless you upon. It's not you doing it in a way that somebody else does it. No, he placed greatness in you. Do it how you do it, in a way that only you can do it, so God can bless it.
Stop thinking that it could be better, that you should have said it differently, that you should have done it another way. It doesn't matter. What's done is done. And the rest is just your overthinking, making it out to be more than it is.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff. Your motivation, key motivation. You need discipline, because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
So wherever you're finding yourself, whatever level of discomfort you're finding yourself in, look, just toughen up. Just toughen up, okay? We have a world full of weaklings, and nobody needs a weakling.
Because when you do hard things, you then are fortified and reinforced for the inevitable hardship that life is. Because all of life is hardship with brief moments of bliss, my friend. And if you have created a zone of comfort in a world of hardship, you become unstoppable. You must adopt that mindset. You will not be the victim in life.
You're going to start to create something. You have no motivation, you have no drive, you have no ambition, but you're going to force it to happen anyway, because that's what bad motherfuckers do, and that's what you want. So you're going to go through day by day by day doing the work, regardless of how you feel like it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to see a little bit of a result. And when you see that little bit of result, you're going to get happy. Because now you can clearly see that if I do the work, this result will happen. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember that you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
Grit, you need it when the chips are down, and it all comes from the mind. I'm struggling here. I need to do something to get myself out of this problem. And that's where you get grit. You think, well, I'm going to do it. The mind tells me I'm going to do it. The body is weak. The body is tired. But the grit will get me through it.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have?
End of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you scared of? Something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. Some people call fear false evidence appearing real.
You will face pain on this way. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zboga, pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals, or are you just a talker?
Purpose. No one can create your purpose for you. No one can tell you who to be. So in purpose, you have to create your own purpose. And in evolution, you have to evolve towards that purpose. It's easier to live when you have goals to meet. You understand?
Identify with what you love, and once you love it, hone in on that thing until you can master it to the point where people can identify that there's no questioning your love for it.
There's no replacement for persistence, as simplistic as that is. If you want to master something, I think that's the thing most people don't do. They read a little bit, they listen a little bit, they dip in and out. They don't go day and night, night and day in total immersion in something that transforms them, and also something that makes them push through their fears. Because in the end, that's the only thing that stops them. Everybody's got a story. I didn't know this person. I don't have the resources. They have all the things they don't have. But if you're resourceful, you can get the money, you can get the time, you can get the energy, you can get anything you want.
Times that we should proceed with caution, but it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self. I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within I am supposed to be.
Sometimes you got to stop focusing and thinking about what could have happened or what should have happened. And you got to live in what is happening and focus on surviving it. Because the quicker you can survive it, the quicker you can use it. The quicker you can extract a lesson from it, the quicker you can glean perspective from it. And for all of us, we're going to encounter those defining moments in our lives, right, to where it's going to hurt.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.